crunch the numbers,
there's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls. So that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, folks, Stat or Story time. A new look, Stat or Story. Hello, everybody.
It's a new look?
Well, it's slightly later in the hour than it usually is.
Okay.
You know, things are changing and evolving around here. Let's get to it, though. Stat or Story time. Brandon, do we have a Stat or Story ready to go? Oh, he's got the music.
He's down.
He's ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, I'll go ahead and start this week.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right, you just take go ahead, it. You know, yeah. let me Jesus take the wheel. You got it, buddy.
It's all you, man.
I'll be Jesus here.
All right.
Your number, ladies and gentlemen, is 14. 14. Is it? Now, bear with me on the stats. A little long-winded.
Oh, God. Of course.
Remember our dominatrix guy from J.P. Morgan who ended up being the liar and it didn't happen?
There's been some follow-ups to this, so I'm not...
Okay. Is it the number of weeks he took off lying about the death of his father to his company? Because that also happened.
14 weeks?
Or...
Wow.
Is it the number of games below 500... that USC is against ranked teams in the college football playoff era? For those wondering, that since 2014, so the last 12 years, that's when the CFP era began. Is it the number of weeks off or the number of games below 500 against ranked teams in the last 12 years?
I saw a deposition update on this that, like, he maintains that she took a taxi and she wanted him to get in with her and it was raining outside and she was talking about how...
Say it. How what?
Well, wet outside.
It's very wet. It's raining outside, yeah. Yeah. He's still doubling down? He's still going down that hole?
I'm just saying, like, yeah, there's just developments going on with it. I'm going to go stat.
You're going to go stat?
Stat.
Okay. Brandon?
Also going stat.
Double stat? Hold on, I got to get on the right page here. Give me a second.
Yes.
You are both.
Yes.
Let me double ding you.
There we go.
Yeah. USC, this is a fun graphic to look at. Was put out. So it's against powerful schools records against ranked opponents in the CFP era. So since 2014, some funny oddities in here. Bama, not shockingly, 62-17 in that era against ranked teams. Ohio State, 2 on the list, 45-14. Then it's Georgia, 46-22. Oregon came in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th. They're 29-24.
Okay.
Washington, not far behind, 24-22. USC, 19-33 in that time. The bottom two are going to make you chuckle. Rutgers has not beaten a ranked team. They are 0-37 since 2014 against ranked opponents.
Wow.
And our wonderful friends out in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, no.
Are number two on the list. No. They are 2-34 against ranked teams since 2014.
Now, is one of those against your team?
Yes.
It had to have been, right?
I think they were both ranked. Mike Riley wins, and Oregon was definitely ranked when that game. It was ranked when the game happened, not at the end of the year.
The coach they've hated debatably the most is Mike Riley.
He's the only one with a win over a ranked team. Frost had zero, and Matt Rhule has zero so far.
Wow, that's crazy.
That was funny. It's a graphic you could go look through. It's a funny time. Yeah, so this guy faked another layer of the story. It came out that he lied about the death of his father to the company because he wanted time off. He wanted bereavement leave. And he ended up taking 3 months off, so 12 weeks, and used that time to prepare his bombshell lawsuit against the gal, his employer, the Post had learned. So this story circulated, and the Post called, the New York Post called the guy's dad. It's like, hey, are you alive? And he was like, yeah. What's up? And they're like, do you know your son lied? And he was like, oh, no, I didn't know anything about that. He's my son, though. He's a good guy.
Yeah,
he's a good guy.
He's alive. He had no idea. Lying about your father's death to get 12 weeks off of work. Hell of a time.
I'll go next. Cool. I'll save the best Brandon for last.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Your number is 2-4.
2-4.
2-4.
2-4. 2.4, 2-4.
Well, is it...
2.4?
Is it the age in which Ted Turner, RIP, took over for his father's company, Turner Outdoor Advertising? Or is it the ERA of former Brave great and now current Yankee stud, Max Fried, 2.4?
I haven't seen Max Fried pitch. I have no
idea. He's had a phenomenal season. Jake loves to, like, throw it in my face as if we don't have the best record in baseball.
Yeah, you can't throw that one in your face.
Also, like, yeah.
You're better right now.
He had been hurt. He got hurt a lot as a Brave. I'm all right. Good for him.
I'm going to go, like, what are the odds of having an exact 2.4 ERA? 2.40. Maybe this is a bad guess for that reason, that's why it's a good. I'm going to go 24, Ted Turner.
Fair. I'll let you do your guess. I just counter. Give me an example of an ERA.
2.04.
There you go. 2.19.
Yeah.
Why is 2.40 far-fetched?
It seems very on the dot.
Oh, okay.
Very on the dot.
Okay.
I'm looking up his stats. 1.96. Not 1.90.
Right. Yeah. They're going to show it right here.
5.33. Really last six career games against Cleveland, 5.33.
But that's a specific ERA against one team.
I just say it.
Okay, all right.
I will go stat.
Okay, you're going to go stat?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a...
I go story.
Story? Yeah. All right. Your logic's wrong, but you're right. I hate that about you. Max Fried has a 2.39 ERA.
It's my point. Gotcha. It's what are the odds? 2.40. Look up ERAs right now and how many are on it.
There's
on
two pitchers. Parker Messick for Cleveland is a 2.4 ERA, and Shota Imanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamamanamanamanamanamamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanam
guy?
Yeah, the other Brandon Federer.
Is it the Cub player?
Yeah,
the Cub
Shota.
Pitcher? Yeah, I don't know.
Am I saying that name?
Bob in the YouTube chat, we need your help. Type it out for a slow. You're a Cubs fan.
Imanaga?
Yeah, sure. Imanaga. Yep.
Imanaga?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Both have 2.4 ERAs.
Very rare.
We got Christopher Sanchez, 2.42.
Two. There's a two.
I'm just saying. All right. You are right, though.
24 years old, huh?
Ted Turner was 24 years old when he took over his father's billboard company, Turner Outdoor Advertising, after his father died by suicide. Very sad story. He moved to Georgia in the 1960s to manage a southern branch of his father's business. He then turned that and became a media mogul, owning sports franchises in Atlanta like the Braves and the Hawks. He founded TNT, TBS, Turner Classic Movies, one of the underrated channels, I think,
yes,
in cable history.
No doubt.
And Cartoon Network, another underrated channel, especially for people our age.
I knew he did the Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Started all in 1996, and then he sold CNN to Time Warner Inc., sold the Bravos in early 2000. He also created a TV series that we need to bring back because we have the dumbest people maybe to ever exist, Captain Planet and the Planeteers.
Oh, yeah.
Wind, water.
I went to the CNN headquarters when I was in Atlanta.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why?
It was on accident. I didn't mean to. I was like wandering around a neighborhood and like, hey, that's the CNN. But when you're like a block away and you see the giant letters, you're like, I might as well walk over there and see it.
He also co-founded the Nuclear Threat Initiative, which focused on reducing nuclear threats worldwide.
Oh, okay.
And brought us one of our favorite sports shows maybe to ever exist, Inside the NBA.
Yes. Oh, round of applause.
RIP Ted Turner, man.
Hell of a life.
May not
Ted
have been a perfect
Turner.
Person.
A
no. Nobody is.
Nobody
wow.
is.
That's crazy.
Man. Captain Planet. Oh, what a moment in time. I loved that
that's
show.
That's a throwback name right there. I haven't heard of that show in a long time. All right, what do we got, Brandon?
All right, your number is 1,013.
1,013.
Is it the combined total points of the top five leading scorers in these NBA playoffs so far? Or is it the highest priced ticket on Ticketmaster for the Portland Fire season opener on Saturday?
No
Ooh.
Way. There's no way it's $1,013.
Ooh, that's a good one. I mean, how do you even calculate top five scorers? Who's played the most games? 1,000?
That stat's breaking my brain.
Give me a story.
About.
Give me
I'm
a story.
Stat.
I'm going to go story.
Stat.
Courtside seat.
Okay.
Center court, $1,000.
We got stat and we got story.
Yes.
All right. Hold on.
Yes.
All right, so, yeah, 1,013 is the combined total points of Cade Cunningham, Tyrese Maxey, Jalen Brunson, Donovan Mitchell, and Paolo Banchero.
How about that?
In the NBA playoffs
yeah.
right now. The highest priced ticket on Ticketmaster for the Portland Fire season opener on Saturday. Remember, Ashanti's performing at halftime, so the
yes.
price might go up a little bit because of it.
It's a game and
a
concert.
Also playing Chicago.
Right. Is $1,662.85.
Wow.
Woo!
And the seats are like right behind the scores table. Oh. So basically floor seats.
Yes.
So you're getting
the. Wait, is it at the scores table? Because there's a couple seats like you right can sit behind on it. The scores
right
table.
I think it's either at it or right behind it, but it's literally like
I've
right
always
on the floor.
Wanted to Me sit at the scores table
I've
seats.
Always wanted to sit
Having
in those
like
seats.
A little table. You can put your food down. Not to worry about somebody kicking your
well,
drink over.
There's like 2 to 4 seats that are there during yes. Blazer games.
Yes.
And my brother-in-law and I always talk about going to that.
Yeah, pick the worst seats. Team of the year and buy the ticket to the game.
How about that?
When our guy Kiefer's in town next year, maybe that's an affordable ticket.
Do you scream at Ashanti to get a photo if you're sitting there?
Sure.
Does yeah, she I mean, stop why not? Or she get the hell out of here?
Why not?
Does she stop and take a photo or get the hell out of here?
Michael Scott told me you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
You're not wrong.
Gotta take shots.
That'll be fun kickoff this weekend, man.
It's gonna be really cool. That, yeah.
It's great to have something in summer to go to the Moda Center for.
Without a doubt, man. My niece has gotten super into hoops. So I'm excited to take her to a game at some point. Like, it's just fun. It's another event to have that's close by. I'm not super close to Hillsboro, so I don't make it out to a ton of Hobbs games. I try and stumble on our pickle friends from time to time. But it doesn't happen that often throughout the course of the summer. I'm with you, dude. It's going to be a lot of fun. There you go. Sadder story every Wednesday now, a little bit later, but still the same greatness that it always has been. Let's wrap up the show. Put a bow on things coming up next. Get you set for your night in sports. I have a fun random story of would you want to buy anything in this category. We'll close it up on a Wednesday next. 105.1 FM The Fam.